What is the worth of a man? Inestimable, you say? Let's see. 24 elements make up the human body. Hydrogen and oxygen for the most part. A weight of calcium. Some valuable deposits of sodium and potassium in the nervous system. Precious traces of tin, fluoride, and silicone. With today's prices, you might fetch upwards of $100. Not too high. Of course, some men are worth more than others. Even a small fortune. It's whatever the market can bear at the vanishing point.
Impressive.
I call it masterful. The man has such incredible control.
A had, my dear. He is dead, you know. Oh,
don't be facetious, darling. Look at the brush strokes. They're bold. Almost arrogant, you think, but you know.
With the glorious talent to back it up. Wouldn't you agree? Oh,
Jeremy, I'd like you to meet Franz.
It's my pleasure.
Franz and I met only last night, but he tells me he collects things, so I thought I'd bring him to see the soutines. This soutine especially. It's my favorite.
Well, which is yours, Jeremy?
Well, as owner of this gallery, I'd have to say everyone sold will probably turn out to be one of my favorites.
Frankly, Jeremy, I'm hoping Franz may take the hint and buy this one for me as a token of our new friendship.
Well, I'm wondering whether soutine is worth it.
Oh, you're not serious.
At these prices, I certainly am. I have no artistic pretensions, you see. As Sophie said, Jeremy, I collect things of value. But it's their investment value that interests me, not their artistic merit.
Isn't that a little gross?
Well, at least it's frank, Sophie. All right, sir, let me meet you on your own ground. I predict that within 5 years, the price of any genuine soutine will have quadrupled.
Then why are you selling these? Wouldn't you be better advised to hold on to them?
No, it's a fair question, Sophie. I'd love to hold on to them. Unfortunately, my banker doesn't leave me much choice. Oh, bloody hell.
What is it, Jeremy?
Look for yourself. See what just walked in.
Look at that. You look so dominated, so lush.
Some old looking for a handout, I suppose. Well, I'll deal with him in a hurry. Excuse me. You. You there. What the devil do you think you're doing here?
I saw Helmut's painting in the window, and I had to come in and see if he was here.
Helmut? Yeah. You're mistaken, old man. This is a vernissage of Soutine's work. That means private, by invitation only. Out.
Please. You don't understand. Helmut is what my wife and I used to call him. Just sort of a pet name.
Oh, really? Are you telling me you knew Soutine?
Yes. Of course, that was many years ago, but he lived with us. He was like family.
In fact, all right, enough. Now, will you leave or do you want me to call the police?
Come on, out. No. Take your hands off me. I have a right to be here. More right than any of you.
My, such passionate conviction.
Please let me handle this.
No, I'm really curious. Tell me, old fellow, what gives you this right, as you call it?
Claims he knew Soutine. It's nonsense. Probably barged in, just looking for a free drink.
Oh, that's a lie. He was like a son to me. I mean, he was only a boy, but even then, a genius.
How long ago was this?
I guess 25, perhaps 30 years ago.
This is ridiculous.
Please. I don't want to cause any trouble, but there was a certain still life my wife and I both loved. Could I just look around to see if it's here?
No, you can't. I want you out of here now.
Jeremy, can it do any harm to have him look?
Sophie, please. If he knew anything about Soutine, he'd know that he destroyed all his early work before he destroyed himself. A year ago.
Oh, no. No, I can't believe it. Helmut.
This collection is all that's left of Soutine. All done during his last 10 years. No other exists.
Excuse me, but There is one other. Mine.
What?
So now you're going to tell us you own a genuine soutine, eh?
Yes.
I don't suppose you brought it with you by any chance.
Yes.
What was that you said?
Yes. I did bring it with me. It's always with me.
The man's obviously mad. Come on, old man. I don't want to hurt you, but I think it's something.
Let go of me! Get your hands off me! All right. Then I'll show you. I'll show you all.
Stop him. He's ripping his clothes off.
Why? This could be amusing.
Damn you, Dad.
Oh, she's black. It's not just painted. It's tattooed.
Let me see that.
It's not possible.
Please, old fellow, could you hold still a minute?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the style is soutines, no question about it. But tattooed? How could it be possible?
Maybe it was copied from the original.
No, I don't think so. Please, old fellow, will you hold still just another moment?
I don't feel well. I'm cold.
No, it's not a copy. I'm almost certain. The boldness, the immediacy of attack. It would have to be a soutine, and yet...
Look here, it's even signed. Is it Soutine's signature? Well, is it?
Yes.
Of course it is signature. Who else would sign it? Please, give me back my cloth.
Oh, yes, of course. Here, old fellow. I mean, Mr. I'm sorry, you haven't told us your name.
But then you never asked it, did you? Seems to me you were too busy showing him the door. What is your name, sir?
Drioli. I feel weak. Could I please have a drink?
Of course. Oscar, over here.
Quickly.
He looks like he's starving.
Here, drink this. There. That better?
Yeah.
Mr. Drioli.
Yeah.
I hope you'll forgive our little misunderstanding before, but your story seems so absurd.
You thought I was a liar. You thought I was a bum. Well, I'm neither. I've been down on my luck lately.
Of course. Could I get you anything else?
Huh?
Some food, perhaps?
No, thank you. I'm all right.
Then perhaps you'll tell us about this remarkable work of art you carry with you, Mr. Drioli.
Oh, please, he's still weak, Franz.
No, I don't mind. You see, I was a tattooist by trade. In those days, I was one of the best. I'm talking 30 years ago in Paris. Josie and I had this little flat in the Montparnasse. Nothing fancy, but comfortable. Kelmuk came to board with us, but he never seemed to have two sous to rub together, let alone pay us board. He wasn't easy to live with. He was quite mad, you know. Anyway, on this certain day, I think it was in November, I'm not sure, but I remember it was cold and miserable outside. Still, I came home feeling really good. I had reason to be that day.
Josie, my love, where is everybody?
Shh, Anton, you must be quiet. Kalmuk is working, and he's in the most dreadful mood.
And when isn't he? Kalmuk!
Anton, please.
Kalmuk! Ah, there you are, my boy. Come on.
What in hell are you shouting about, you fool? Can't you see I'm working?
I can see you've been working too hard, that's what. Look here, do you see what I brought home with me? Do you?
Wine. 6 bottles. Count them.
We're going to celebrate.
What in hell have I to celebrate? I haven't sold a goddamn thing in months, and that pig who calls himself my agent.
Forget it, Calvin. Just talk to me.
What has got into you, Hunter?
I'll tell you what, my love. Today has been such an incredible day. I did 9 tattoos. Would you believe that? 9. So?
We're rich.
All right, so you're rich. That makes you a rich fool. So what?
Oh, no, Kalmuk. Tonight you can insult me all you want, but it won't matter.
Tonight, my children, we three are going to get splendidly, oh, gloriously drunk.
And we did. Oh, we did. Even Halmuk meloped with it. We had never seen him laugh as he did that night.
Excuse me, but why did you give him that name, Halmuk?
Oh, a little joke. He came from Western Russia, and he had the look of a Halmuk, a Tartar.
Interesting, I'm sure. But the painting?
Well, as it turned out, the 6 bottles weren't enough. We went out for more. And all this time, drunk as I was, this idea had been stirring in my head.
Then it is agreed. You divorce Josie and I marry.
Oh, he's not on that again.
Why not? He's a fool and I'm a genius and I adore you and...
Anything your heart desires. But first, my little Halmuk, I want you to do something for me.
Bojomoy, here it comes.
Listen. Listen. I want a painting from you.
Is that all? Mm. Go ahead, take your pick.
No, a special painting. One I can have with me always, wherever I go, whatever happens. A painting of my love, of my Josie.
Now you're talking. All right, I'll do it. A nude study of Josie.
No, not nude. Absolutely not.
Why not? I'll get the canvas right now.
No! Halmu, will you listen to me? I want you to paint a picture on my back.
But it would wash off the first time you bathed, Anton.
Maybe he intends never to bathe again.
Oh,
then you leave him for sure, right, Jose?
No, listen, damn it. I want you to do the painting on my back. No, on my skin. Then I want you to tattoo over it.
Anton.
You're crazy. What do I know about tattooing?
There's nothing to it. I'll teach you in 2 minutes. Look, I have my whole kit here. All the needles. Everything with a good name. Now, watch. I plug in the electric needle. Now, watch, honey. See how easy it is. Finally, it was agreed. It would be a portrait of Josie. Drunk as he was, Halmuk mastered the needles in no time. His hands were as steady, as masterful as always. And drunk as I was filled with joy at the thought that both of the people I loved most in the world would be with me always.
What an incredible story. To disfigure your own body like that? For life?
Disfigure? To offer the skin of my back as a canvas to a genius? Madam, I mean no offense, but as beautiful as you are, I would not exchange my skin for yours.
What would you exchange it for, Trioli?
What? I don't understand.
Of course you do. You possess a certain important work of art which happens to be on your skin. Would you consider selling it?
Franz, you can't be serious.
But it's ridiculous to even... I mean, how could
just
it possibly...
suppose an acceptable way could be found, agreeable to both parties.
Hold on, now. I think that, as the owner of this gallery and of the Soutine collection, I have a certain prior right here.
Oh, really? Considering the shabby treatment you gave this man, I should think you would be the last person he would consider selling the painting to.
How dare you, sir! May I remind you that you're a guest here, and if it weren't for Sophie, you wouldn't be admitted here at all.
The fact is, I am here. The fact is, what we have here is purely and simply a piece of valuable merchandise. Why shouldn't it go to the highest bidder?
Franz, don't you think this has gone far enough? Last night I thought you were different.
And last night, my dear, I thought you were enjoyable for a few hours at least. Today, I find you a bore.
You bastard.
Be quiet and stay out of this.
Mr. Rioli, can we discuss this privately? I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
What are you going to do? Skin the bugger?
That's not funny in the least. I'm sure there's a way. They're doing wonders with plastic surgery these days. Perhaps we could...
Skin graft? Oh, come now, Jeremy. Surely you know that at Rioli's age and in his condition, such an operation would kill him. Or wouldn't it matter to you?
Look here. I've had quite enough of you. I want you to leave this gallery right now. Do you hear?
I intend to. And I intend to take Grioli with me if he'll come. Well, trust me, my friend. What I have to offer...
Don't listen to him. He knows nothing about art. Nothing of the value of an early soutine. I can make you rich, Grioli. Unbelievably rich. Oh,
stop it!
The painting is not for sale.
I'm not for sale. What do you think I am? Something to be bleed over? Like a piece of meat?
Oh,
leave me alone. Both of you.
Grioli, wait. Please. Listen to me.
Just leave me alone.
Grioli, wait. Please. Just for a second.
Can't you leave me alone? I told you...
I know. I just want to talk to you. You have nothing to fear from me.
Oh, sure. Like that other one. All you want is the skin off my back.
No, nothing like that. There's another way. Look, couldn't we go somewhere and... Oh, there now. Steady, old fellow. Are you feeling ill again?
No. No, just dizzy.
And just possibly hungry. Oh, yes. Well, we can fix that at least. Look, there's a nice restaurant just up the block. Come on, what do you say?
I don't need your charity.
It's not charity. Call it friendly concern. Admit it, Grioli. You weren't just hungry. You were starving. When was the last time you had a decent meal?
I don't know. A while, I guess. Things haven't been going too well. My hands, arthritic. Nothing works anymore.
Tell me, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh, 60. No, 61, I think, yes. You thought I was a lot older, didn't you?
You're not that old. You're still capable of enjoying the good life, aren't you?
Are you making fun of me?
Not at all. I think you are capable of enjoying the finer things. I can already see you appreciated the marinated duck, the Bordeaux. Here, have some more. Tell me, Grioli, do you like to swim and bask in the sun?
Of course. I suppose everyone likes that.
But not everyone can have the finest food, the very best wines from the Chateau of Bordeaux. Not everyone can have a cupboard full of the finest custom-made suits. Silk shirts.
No, but what...
And what about the company of beautiful women? Your choice. No limit.
Stop it! You are making fun of me.
Sit down, Grioli. Come on, relax. I was not making fun of you. Far from it. You can have all of these things and more.
In exchange for what? My skin?
In a way... But not the way that idiot at the gallery was suggesting.
Then, I don't understand.
Patience, you will. It's really quite simple. You see, Grioli, I'm a man who likes to acquire things of value, unique things. Things that other people would give anything to own. Not necessarily because they mean anything to me aesthetically, but because I love to outbid, or let's admit it, outfox others to acquire them. It's a kind of a game with me, and since I'm already a very rich man, I can afford it. Do you follow?
I'm not sure.
Never mind. Let's put it this way. You have a thing of great value, a painting, as it happens, which happens to be on your back. Yes. I would like to acquire that painting. Huh? But since I can't very well separate you from it without doing you a lot of damage, I'm willing to take you with the painting.
You want to buy me?
No, not exactly. What I would like to do is put you on exhibition as a curiosity, if you like.
Well, I don't like. You want to make a freak show out of me?
A freak show? Not at all. A walking art exhibit, perhaps. But in such a way that you yourself would enjoy beyond measure. This I guarantee.
But what? How?
All right, listen. Among my most recent acquisitions is a small but very exclusive hotel in Cannes called the Bristol. Only the very rich can afford it, so I try to find, let's say, unusual diversions for them. You, Trioli, would fit the bill perfectly.
You mean you'd want me to walk around naked just so these people could stare at me?
No more naked than any of them. You'd be on the beach all day in a pair of swimming trunks. Does that sound unpleasant to you?
No.
I should think not. It's also beautifully simple, don't you see? You spend each day just sunning yourself, while my guests enjoy the rare privilege of seeing what is, in effect, a million-dollar art exhibit on your back.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's all so crazy.
Perhaps, but very real. Think of it, Rioli. Think of the rewards yours for the asking just as soon as you like, for as long as you live. Just say the word.
I don't know. It's all so...
Well, look, there's no hurry. Why don't you think it over, Trioli? Take your time. Just think about it.
Yes?
Mr. Trioli? I hope I'm not disturbing you, but I must speak to you. Please?
I'm sorry, I don't... Oh, yes. Aren't you the young lady who was at the art gallery
yes,
the night I...
Yes, My name is Sophie LaSalle.
How did you find me?
Well, it wasn't easy. May I come in?
Yes, I suppose, though the place is a mess. Come in. I'd offer you something, Miss LaSalle.
Oh, that's all right. I'll come right to the point, Mr. Trioli.
Huh?
I had you traced here because I felt I had to warn you about this man, Franz.
Warn me?
Oh, yes. I know he went looking for you that night, and I've been worried for you ever since. Oh, please, I'm serious.
Excuse me, miss. I don't mean to be rude, but you're looking at a man who up to a couple of days ago thought his life was over. And suddenly, I'm about to have everything. I mean, everything I could possibly want. And respect. Respect! Do you know what that means to a man like me?
Is that what he promised you?
Yes, and more. I mean, who is ever given a second chance at my time of life? Mind you, I have to give something in return. I have to walk up and down at the beach of a luxury resort hotel, the Hotel Bristol in Cannes. I have to let people admire my back while I bask in the sun.
Mr. Trioli, please listen to me. You don't know this man. You don't know what he's capable of. Oh, what if Franz is lying to you? I mean, what if he wants to...
Look here. Do you see this?
Money.
Yes, money. More money than I've seen in years. And he gave it to me just to tide me over until we leave
You're
next
leaving?
Week.
With him?
Yeah. I told you.
Mr. Trioli, you mustn't.
Yes, I must. And I will. Do you think I'm going to give up this chance? Oh, no.
Look, all I want you to do is think about what I've been trying to tell you.
Please, miss. Don't interfere. Don't ruin it for me. Please, just go away. Please, go away. And don't worry. It will be fine. It will be so fine.
Please sit down, Miss LaSalle. As I told you on the phone, this will have to be brief. I have a pretty heavy case list on my hands. The department doesn't...
I intend to be brief, Inspector. And I can assure you that what I tried to tell you on the phone will be of immediate concern to the department.
Well, frankly, that wasn't my impression. I'm sure you can appreciate that in my job, I can't afford to deal in conjecture. I deal with facts, or at least with probabilities. All you've given me so far are vague suspicions about a man you admit you've known only briefly. and against whom you seem to harbor some kind of grudge.
I know. That's all I had to go on until an hour ago when I called you again.
You mean you've got some new information?
More than that. Oh, I'm sick with the thought that I waited almost a month before I contacted you the first time. Now it may be too late.
Oh, please, Miss LaSalle. Exactly what is this new information you claim
to have? All right. You remember I told you how Franz had promised Drioli to set him up at his resort hotel in Cannes?
Yes, I have my notes here. The Hotel Bristol.
Yes. Well, I know Cannes pretty well, and I don't know why it never occurred to me earlier to check it out.
Check what out?
Well, finally it did occur to me the other day, and I contacted a friend who lives in Cannes. And this is what I received from him an hour ago.
A cable.
And what it says in essence is this. First, among all the people in Cannes who are in a position to know these things, not one has even heard of this man Franz, let alone seen him.
Really? But perhaps he...
Secondly, Inspector, and this is not conjecture, it is fact, there is no Hotel Bristol in Cannes.
And one more fact. Not more than a few weeks later, a very original picture by Soutine turned up for sale in Buenos Aires. It causes one to wonder, doesn't it? To pray for the old man's health, and to hope fervently that wherever he may be at this moment, he is on a beach, basking in the sun, that he is being paid the respect he desired and so richly deserved, that he has collected an admiring audience beyond the vanishing point.
Skin by Roald Dahl, dramatized for radio by Arthur Samuels. Featured in the cast were Septimius Severe as Drioli, Linda Lawn as Sophie, Neil Shee as Franz, and Terence LaBros as Jeremy. You also heard Brian Dooley as Kalmuk, Reva Spear as Josie, and Len Watt as the inspector. Technical operations were by Gilles Laroche, with sound effects by René Lebois, and the production assistant was Jane Lewis. Original music was composed by Alain Payet. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. The original musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Skin was produced and directed in Montreal by John Jessup. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane.